At the 2021 census, 54% of occupied households in Derry City and Strabane relied on oil-only central heating, while only around 7% had any form of renewable energy system. That tells us how exposed many families still are to fossil fuel prices. When the cost of heating oil rises, people in Derry, people everywhere, feel it immediately, and for many there is absolutely no alternative. This situation isn't inevitable. It's the result of slow progress and a failure to build an energy system that can withstand shocks. Our dependence on imported fossil fuels leaves us exposed to decisions taken far beyond these islands. We need to produce more of our own energy and build a system that is modern, resilient and properly connected. Northern Ireland does have the natural resources to do that. We have strong wind potential, an all-island electricity market and a unique position between the British and European energy systems. The all-island electricity market already improves efficiency and security of supply. Building on that through better grid connections and shared infrastructure is one of the most practical ways to lower costs. That's why the continued delay around the North-South interconnector makes no sense. It's difficult to argue for cheaper energy while failing to deliver the infrastructure needed to deliver it.